death toll from the recent attack in the center of the Afghan capital Kabul has reached 64. The Afghan Interior Ministry says that nearly 350 people were wounded in the blast, which is called the deadliest attack in Kabul since 2011. The ministry says most of the victims were civilians. The Tuesday attack, claimed by the Taliban, has drawn widespread condemnation. Last week, the militant group announced the start of its annual spring offensive. This is their first major assault since then. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid joins us now from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Faiz, I'm guessing that the rising death toll is attributed to some of the people who were probably seriously injured to have succumbed to their wounds.
Yes, that's true. The death toll of yesterday's bombing here in Kabul rose to 64, and over 300 others have been badly wounded. Most of the casualties are women and children. In the attack yesterday here in Kabul caused panic across the city. It shocked the whole nation, and it has prompted the Afghan government to step up its security checkpoints around Kabul. We have been told that four security belts have been made here in Kabul to prevent other possible terrorist attacks. As you know, the attack was carried out by the Taliban, and it was the first attack of the Taliban since they announced their spring offensive. The Afghan defense ministry here in Kabul has announced that they have launched more operations against the Taliban, also in Helmand in southern Afghanistan. Taliban insurgents are trying to use Helmand as a launching pad for the attacks this year against Afghan security forces, because they understand that they have no more support on the other side of the border. But still, the Afghan government has yet again called on the Pakistani government to get tough on the Taliban insurgents. Now, many military experts here in Kabul are telling us that Taliban carried out the attack to have more leverage in the coming peace negotiations between Kabul and the Taliban that would be held most probably in Islamabad.
And we know that the spring offensive obviously has started. Are we looking at an expanded operation intelligence-wise to try to see how, in terms of the government, to how they can see whether they can prevent more attacks from happening, because, you know, this happens year in, year out?
Well, 2016 is believed to be deadlier than 2015. A large number of people, most of them children, have been already killed and wounded by the Taliban attacks in the first quarter of this year. But more civilian casualties are expected, as Taliban have promised that they would continue attacking Afghan security checkpoints and diplomatic posts in major cities. And when they strike, it's mostly civilians who are killed and wounded. This terrorist group remains responsible for the bulk of civilian casualties. And yes, you're right, every year thousands of people are killed in this country.
Thank you for that. That's our correspondent, Faiz Khurshid, talking to us from Kabul.